This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanksgiving 2023, 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the ready, on the goal, on the air. For those of you who are home, I know this program, I feel very strongly that we need to be on the air, not with replays or bests, but I just think that part of our job is to take care of folks who may, there are a lot of people, there are tens of thousands of people, Jay, listening right now, who have no place to go on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. They have no family, they don't have friends, it's just kind of a I'm home alone. Yeah.
Especially right. With December being so big with traveling, a lot of people have to pick and choose whether they use November for the family travel or December for the family travel. And of course, people are going to go for December.
Yeah. Well, I go for both because I want to be with my family. No sleep. Sometimes they come here to the farm. They quite like it. The older my oldest grandson, Miles, gets, the more he wants to be here. His mother loves to be here. And so they come, not necessarily for Thanksgiving. I usually go there. I remember I've always said I didn't like traveling on Thanksgiving. I remember the first time Megan wanted me to come to California to be having Thanksgiving. Her mother was still alive. And we had probably one of the best Thanksgiving I can ever remember having, frankly, because we were all together. Tony wasn't well, but we were all celebrating. It was more or less about her and her life. And it was, I'm getting emotional about it now, but it was one of the, that's partially what the day should be for. Giving thanks for what you have, but the families, the mothers, the fathers, the children, all the things you do literally have to be thankful for. That's really, never mind going to the restaurant or whatever else is there, but think about what you do have. I try to do this, frankly, every day, and I'm not necessarily a Pollyanna. I don't stick my chest out and say, oh, Doug, you're such a fabulous guy. No, it's just something that I find important for my own peace of mind. So if you are really thinking about that which you have to be thankful for, not a good sentence because it ends in a preposition, but the correct sentence is, for what do you have to be thankful? And then just think about it. And then maybe flash back to the first Thanksgiving holiday. Actually, when you go back to it, the first Thanksgiving, well, they didn't call it that, but the first gathering of natives with people who had come here from, who landed on our shores, that was in the late 1500s. It was mythologized into 1621. But if you think about what was going on, it was a bleak time of year, cold, nobody had any place to stay. But the natives did help out the settlement. There's a lot of, the Pocahontas stuff and all the things that you hear about.
The fairy tale version of it, basically.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if you go back to the Civil War era in our country's history, it was really celebrated there. It sort of became a big thing after the Civil War, and then its tradition as it became even more of an important thing as it became easier to travel. Or, certainly during the course of our country's history, there have been, the story of our history is family. Everybody lived together. It's only in the modern era, since the 1950s, that people have sort of separated themselves from their families. Other than that, first three generations live in the same house, oftentimes. A lot of the people that come from other countries, like Brazilians here in my hometown, the whole family lives in the same house. The whole, everybody.
Well, it was a thing for I believe that there's other cultures where when somebody has a baby and if they do not live near a family, it's the maternal grandmother comes for like 2 months or 3 months, sometimes up to a year. And then after she's done, then it's the paternal grandmother's turn to come and live with them for like a lot of time. And it's just, oh my goodness. And it's totally normal.
Yeah. We go back to the late 1500s I was talking about. If you were in Florida, nobody knew it was Florida then, but that's where the first landing really took place before Virginia. It was 1607 when they landed in Virginia, and then 1621 is when we think it was the first Thanksgiving. Well, there may have been one in Jamestown, which is the colony in Virginia that was first settled back in 1610. And then there's the Plymouth settlers here in Massachusetts, the Plymouth Plantation. That was in 1621. About 50 people who had survived on the Mayflower, they left England with 100 people, and they got to America with 50. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who it was a horrible trip.
And only 4 adult women survived the first winter.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, so you think about the history. I was thinking, going back to Florida for a minute, and how they, you know, landed on the beaches. I don't know how there was some other explorers that landed or ended up in New Mexico. I don't know how the heck they got there, but there was early evidence that there was a Thanksgiving there as well. And then after the Revolution, Georgie the Wash proclaimed Thanksgiving in December of 1777. It was basically a victory celebration after the Brits were sent packing. They had a lot to be thankful for, so they thought, and they did. I mean, think about it. It was more known as the National Day of Prayer also, because it was much more religious. Remember, the whole idea of the Revolutionary War and us becoming independent was about religion. Once again, here we go. Getting away from the Church of England and becoming the Protestants, the Pilgrims. I belong to a church that was originally the church was the incarnation of what the Puritans did. My church was like the Puritan church, the Congregational Church. And so anyway, that's a lot of what it was about on that first Thanksgiving. And they let's see, back in when was it? 1863. President Lincoln said the final Thursday of November would be a Thanksgiving Day. So that's how we've observed it ever since. You might enjoy a little bit of history. And now we talk about you and what you're eating, and I'm going to make you self-conscious. You ready for this? Look at your waist right now. Run to the bathroom and look at your waist. What's there? Ooh. You don't like what you see, right? You get up in the morning and you look, you think, okay, I'm getting dressed fast because I don't want to look at what I've become. Well, how about you do something that's a little more intelligent than that, a little better for you, and that is make a decision right now, right here and now, that you're not going to let yourself fall apart between now, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, when there's so much eating of all the good food and a lot of bad food. So I've heard, you know, I know a lot of people that gain 10, 15 pounds. I usually gain a couple pounds. I think we all do. But if you're on the Calitrin program and you start it now so that you, what's the old expression, the best defense is good offense? Start now before you gain the weight. Eat what you want. Don't worry about carb. Well, you eat what you want, but don't eat as much as you want. Maybe that's it. I've been talking about them here on the air for almost 8 years. FDA approved, quality, purity tested, every single batch. So let's get on the program, shall we? Right now, while you're thinking about it, go to toploss.com, unless you're in the middle of your meal. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin. Get the friends and family deal. You buy a 90-day supply, you get an equivalent number for somebody else that might want to have the experience with you of losing weight and keeping it off. What a great motivation, right? Help yourself. Go to toploss.com. Check out Calitrin. When you order, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Get free shipping and access to all the best deals. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-Ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time, you just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-Ins are rugged and long-lasting, with all kinds of choices and features, like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
Dell's Black Friday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent. Together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
With Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program for Thanksgiving 2023. We were talking earlier about the restaurants earlier in the program. I think it would be helpful if I gave you a list of the restaurants that are going to be open, the chains anyway. I mean, they're all kind of, most local restaurants are open, but Applebee's is open today, Bob Evans, Buffalo Wild Wings, Burger King, the Capitol Grill, that's someplace I like to go. Capitol Grill, fun. Cracker Barrel is open, Denny's is open, let's see here, Golden Corral is open, IHOP's open, McDonald's is open, Popeyes is open, Red Lobster is open, Ruby Tuesdays is open, Romano's Macaroni Grill. Those are that's a neat place. Most of those are on the West Coast. I don't know if you have them. I don't think they're in Ohio.
We have Macaroni Grill here.
Do you have it there? Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have any.
Yeah, because you could draw on the tables. It was amazing. I loved it as a kid.
Huh?
Macaroni
what
Grill.
Do you draw on the table?
Yeah, it was.
Are you a crayon mean?
Yeah, you had the white paper that was on top of the actual tablecloth, and they'd give you crayons, and you could draw on it. And even the server would write down things on the table.
Really? Huh. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. I've enjoyed several Thanksgiving meals with Jennifer and her father. Mike Horn has been a friend of mine for years and years and years, and so I found myself there on Thanksgiving, and they invited me to go, so I go. So those places are open. Starbucks is open today. Subway's open. TGI Friday's up. The Waffle House is open.
Yay!
Yay!
Get those hash browns scattered, smothered, peppered.
Oh, my God, do I love the Waffle House. Those waffles are so bad. They're so good. They're so
good.
just awful. But they're great. That syrup on them. And, yeah, the hash browns. Give me the, and I'll make an exception, because when you walk through the door, you smell the sausage cooking. I don't have that much. I don't have that much self control. Give me
a
waffle.
Just eat it.
Yeah, give me a waffle and a slice of sausage and some hash browns, and I'm a happy customer. All for $6. It's so silly, but it's fun to me. All right, so that's a list of restaurants that are open today, Thanksgiving Day, 2023.
Oh, baby, what a secret to you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
After the hour now on Good Day on Thanksgiving Day, Doug and Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Please make sure that you are dressed as well as you can be, that you have a very positive, good, strong attitude, that you're looking forward to spending time with the family. I know I am, and I know Jay is, so hopefully you will as well. And then after you have floundered around eating too much and looked at Calitrin to help you lose your weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, people will no doubt, because the airwaves, both radio and television, are full of advertisements already for Black Friday. Black Friday Black Friday, originally called Black Friday because it was at this time of the year that most retail outlets begin to make money. It is from January 1st until Thanksgiving that they cover their expenses. Most retailers, whether they be national big box stores or whether it be the local retailers, pretty much across the board, it takes to this time of the year for things to get paid for and the things to break even. So from now till the end of the year, pretty much the profit motive takes over, and that is why it's called Black Friday, because yeah, the store owners are in the black, not in the red. Anyway, people have twisted it around to have different meanings, but that's really what it's all about. So, Jay, would you like to recount for people? This is all over social media, so we give you the first foray into some of the deals that you can get online or in the stores. You want to highlight some of them?
Yeah, and there are a lot, especially with Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, Target. You can do, if you're looking for a new vacuum, like the robot vacuums, there are a lot of deals with those where they could be anywhere from like $250, as low as just a little over $100, to up towards $1,000, and those with the deals. You can get Sony headphones at Best Buy or a new Apple MacBook Air laptop. You can get that on Amazon. Best Buy has that too. You have the video doorbell security systems, which everybody is getting into now. I think that was one of those things that people kind of poo-pooed in a way of like, seriously, I already have a doorbell, it's fine. And now as we're getting more and more packages delivered and door dashing and even just monitoring the neighborhood.
Here's my doorbell. You ready? Here's my doorbell.
Ready? I'm a little shocked that that's the noise you have. That is like an evil sound laugh. There you go. That's more your speed. Uh-huh. Yep.
That was for Halloween. This is for Thanksgiving. All right. What else do we have here that looks like a big deal?
A lot of smartwatches. You have the Apple Watch Series 8 and 9 that are available at Amazon for $300 to $350. Garmin Instinct, the Fitbit Sense 2, which the Fitbit is great. Like, if you don't need a whole bunch of bells and whistles, although Fitbit's getting into the game too, the VTech Kitty Zoom smartwatch, which is really great for children. That's like $33. You have headphone deals, phone deals. There are TV deals, which everybody loves those. You have the Amazon Fire TV 32-inch. They're great.
Well, Samsungs are popular as well. Those in the LGs. As long as they aren't made in China, that's great. If they're made in China, most of these are made, I think, in Korea. Aren't they, or Japan? I don't think too much of this stuff is made. But look at what you're buying. Unfortunately, it isn't highlighted. When you go to Amazon, much of the stuff that you buy there is made in China. Certainly the Walmart website is loaded with that crap. And much of the Best Buy deals are on things that are made in China. So if you want to be, in my mind, a good American, you don't buy the stuff made in China. Okay, that's my happy Thanksgiving wish to you. Buy, 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 but don't buy things that are made in China. That's that story and some of the suggestions. Thanks to Jay. And Doug Steffen here at 28 past the hour on Thanksgiving Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitran headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Update. New this hour, this Thanksgiving Day, the governor of Kentucky declares a state of emergency after a freight train derails in Rockcastle County and there's a chemical spill and fire. This happening about an hour from Lexington.
There is no sign of terrorist activity.
New York State Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul telling reporters at a news conference in Buffalo that the car explosion at the U.S.-Canadian border was not a terrorist attack. The car was being driven by a man with another man inside it exploding and bursting into flames. The 97th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade kicking off in New York City. Huge balloons, tons of clowns, and of course the man in the big red suit, Santa Claus, on the last float of the parade. Cher making a special appearance in front of the flagship Macy's store on 34th Street in Manhattan, singing a tune from her latest album. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good Day program presents Chuck Curry now with a special Thanksgiving interview. He has started doing some really good interviews with very important actors and people who are on the scene. Who among us doesn't remember Noah Wiley? And maybe if you followed his career, you know what he's doing right now. If you haven't, Chuck Curry has talked to him, and we're going to find out what he's up to now. Noah Wiley with Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
Okay, this is Chuck Curry from Audio One. On the line, a very special guest, actor Noah Wiley. Noah can currently be seen in a new indie movie titled At the Gates, which is currently playing in New York and Los Angeles. How you doing, Noah? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good. I'm doing great. Great to be here.
I got a chance to see this movie yesterday at the Gates, and I got to tell you, Noah, I was pleasantly surprised at the upside. I thought it was terrific, and what I really liked about it before we set, I'm going to let you set the film up, but what I liked about this movie is that it felt extremely fresh. It kept me guessing. I think it worked on multiple levels. I thought it was complex. I thought the last act made me think tremendously on a human nature. And what I like most of all about it is by a first-time writer-director, it was not in any way heavy-handed. It never told me what to think or how to react, but it really did stew my mind on a lot of different things. And what I really did like is it works on multiple levels. So you set the movie up, and then we'll talk about it. Tell the audience what the film is about.
Oh, my God, you just set the most beautiful table for it. I'll start by saying that I was pleasantly surprised when I saw it, too, because you don't always know how these things are going to turn out. But it started with the script, and like you, I was really impressed by how sophisticated this first-time filmmaker was. Augustus Bernstein wrote a really tight, very kind of economical, Hitchcockian thriller that also sort of serves as a Trojan horse to talk about some really important issues, in particular immigration. At the same time, he found the right cast and the right crew and locked us in the house for a couple weeks, and it made a nice little movie.
I just want to talk about, real quick, distribution in terms of film. Just to give you my background, I've been doing a spot on film on radio for almost 30 years, and I've seen a lot of changes, none more so than what's happened to the industry post-COVID. And I'm involved with an independent art house movie theater, which I help run for the last 11 years. I'm actually doing this interview out of the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania, East Stroudsburg. So I understand how important independent movies are and what has happened to the industry of independent movie theaters and the product itself since post-COVID. A lot of independent movie theaters have gone by the wayside. A lot of them have converted back to more studio fare. So when I got a chance to watch this movie, At the Gates, again, I was really so happy to see a first-time director cultivate a film that I think has a lot of viability to sophisticated moviegoers and all moviegoers. And I just want your opinion on what is the game plan for this film? Obviously, you're launching it in two cities around the country, New York and L.A. I would say 10 years ago, this movie would garner good word of mouth, start to get multiple theaters, and have the possibility to make $10 or $20 million theatrically. But I think that model has changed. So who do you want to see this movie? And where do you think it should be played? Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, you really hit the nail on the head, Ben. And it's been, and I think that trend was beginning even before COVID, but then COVID just sort of pronounced it when everybody got really nervous about releasing anything that wasn't a costume superhero movie to try to recap their money. This movie was made for $835,000. Which is something you almost want to put on the screen at the beginning of the movie, because I think it changes the way that you appreciate the experience when you realize that this was pulled off on really a micro budget, but still gives production value and viewing experience on par with something else.
I was going to say, you know, you expand and then talk about how long this shoot took. How long was the process from beginning to end, from the beginning of filming to post-production?
Well, we had a couple rehearsal days, which is a luxury that's usually not afforded you in television or film anymore. But it was instrumental in pulling off the complexity and the texture of some of these relationships to get in there a little early and dig a little deeper. So we had a couple rehearsal days, and then I think the entire shooting schedule was about 16 days, 17
wow.
days. It was really short and really fast. So fast.
That is
what. Every scene that takes place in my office, for example, was all shot on one day. So we were in, that was office day. And when you look at the movie, there are a lot of scenes in that office, and some of them are pretty intense, and we just knocked them all out one afternoon.
I'll tell you my thoughts when I watch it. I thought the first half hour, I was intrigued. At the 40-minute mark, I was completely hooked. And then there's a sequence toward the end of the film where you and actress Miranda Otto, who plays your wife, is having a conversation about the stakes of what is going on in this movie, about the consequences of their actions. And there's a lot of doubt that you have with one another in the contents of a long-term married relationship, which I felt extremely, extremely real. Tell me about that scene.
Well, that felt real probably because there are aspects of it that were real. Miranda and I both, during the rehearsal process, were encouraged to do some improvisation kind of in and around the context of the scenes that our director recorded, and then went back and listened to it, pulled out some of the just the choicer lines that felt like had been said before between two people that knew each other well. You know, I don't think I ever really gave it a good overview for the movie. It's really about this sort of affluent couple who have a domestic worker working with them, a woman named Anna, who brings her son to work with her one day, a teenage boy named Nico, who's college-bound, but has seen some adversity. And this couple couple with two children, I have to make a very interesting ethical decision because while Anna and her son are at work, the Immigration Service pulls up and we realize that they are undocumented workers. And if they are found, they're going to be deported. So the family make a decision that they're going to hide Anna and her son for an indefinite period of time until the coast clears and they can get them out safely. But as the movie goes on, you start to wonder whether or not everything you've been told has been true and everything that you've been told about what's motivating these characters is on the level. And it becomes a kind of interesting psychological piece.
What I liked about the end of the movie, and again, as I said, there's no heavy-handedness in the writing or directing of this film. It made me think, but it didn't ask me to go down a road of a preconceived resolution. I was pleasantly surprised. My point is, I did not know what the outcome would be. So I sat there, sort of on the edge of my seat, wondering what was going to happen and how this played out. And I got to tell you, this is one of those films to the listening audience that hears me. I would say a coming attraction trailer would not do this film justice. You have to see the movie and understand its freshness to really appreciate the work that has been done here.
I would also say that this marks the debut performance of an extremely talented young actor named Ezequiel Pacheco, who in his first film gives a tremendously commanding performance, disconcertingly good performance for his first big role.
I agree, and you know how I knew he has a lot of talent? Because when I watched the film, I could see he didn't have to speak to do good acting. A lot of his nuance, just a look or his aura, really created a lot of backstory, I felt, for that character. I do agree. Give the director's name, because I got a feeling this is a guy who's going to be working in the industry for a long time to come, and just give me an idea what he was like to take direction from.
Sure. His name is Augustus Bernstein. His father, Army Bernstein, is a bit of a Hollywood veteran. Army wrote films like One from the Heart, Thank God It's Saturday, or Thank God It's Friday back in the 70s. He produced the TV show Castle. So Augustus grew up in and around the industry and marinated in waters that were very artistically rich. So he's way more sophisticated as a filmmaker than his age would lead you to believe.
I would be remiss not to talk about, just real quick before we wrap it up, I'm a big fan of yours. I love ER. I think it's in the top 10 best television shows ever produced for my taste. At the height of ER in the 90s, 47 million people were watching that show a week. Thursday night was must-see TV. I was watching an interview actually last night, Noah, that you did with Melissa Rivers a few days ago, and you were talking about how during COVID you reflected on the experience many years now after the fact of the success of ER and what that meant to you. I got to tell you, my all-time favorite episode of any television show was an episode of ER titled Orion in the Sky, which was season 8, episode 18, that aired in 2002. It was Anthony Edwards' last episode as Dr. Green in the ER. I thought it was a brilliant, poetic, very moving piece of television. And there's a line at the end of that episode where Anthony Edwards, Dr. Green, says to you, Dr. Carter, set the tone. And that sort of passed the torch to your character to becoming the major player on that show. And as a fan, I just want to say thank you for coming back to season 15 in those five episode arc, because you did an episode called The Beginning of the End, which I also think was a great piece of television, and you did great work on that television show. So I just want to say, as a fan, thank you very much for coming back for the last season and doing that show. And what I love, I just want to say this, the one thing I do love about streaming, things I don't like, but I do like the fact that you can watch ER on Max or Hulu, and a new generation could see what a great show that was. Could you expand on that?
Well, that's certainly been an interesting silver lining to all this, is that it has been discovered by a whole other generation of people. So suddenly the show that my kids only know of is the doctor show I did before they were born. And some street cred with their friends again, which is kind of fun. I'm so gratified by that experience. I mean, and you almost brought tears to my eyes being that specific about work that's still has resonance for you. It changed my life, and the relationships that I made making that show, I still consider the richest in my life. And I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but we're about to get back together again and work on something new, a lot of those old people. And
That's awesome.
The magic that she does on another show. So hopefully you and I will be talking in a couple months, and I'll get to share it with you.
Two last questions before I let you go. Give me a tidbit. Working with Bob Newhart on The Librarian, just give me a quick experience, a story working with him on that show.
Well, my very first scene shooting with Bob, I was sandwiched between Bob and Jane Curtin walking down a staircase. I mean, to remember that. I was supposed to be the lead of the movie, and I was supposed to not get disappeared from the scene because those two are just, they're giants, they're legends, and I realized after about the third take, I couldn't get my lines out because they were both so fast, and it was a real gut check to get to play with those pros. But I pride myself on charming him over the course of those three movies, and he likes me. He told me once that he has to be extremely careful when he's performing so that he speaks extremely clearly, because the last thing he ever wants to do is have to go back in and loop his lines in a looping space. because he is very specific delivery, and to go back in and try to match that is impossible.
My last question is this: if you had 1,000 people and you could sit in a movie theater and watch one movie, any movie that's ever been made, what would that movie be?
If one movie, I'm going to make it a big one. I'm going to go with epic. I'll go with Lawrence of Arabia.
Great movie. Noah, pleasure to speak to you. All the best on At the Gates. I respect the work very much. All the best of luck in future endeavors. Again, Noah Wiley, At the Gates, currently in theaters. Check it out. Noah, thank you very much. This has been Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. You can listen to my interview with Noah Wiley, Apple or Spotify.
Put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Apple peaches, pumpkin pie, tuna red apple. That's a game we used to play. How to think of what the name? Oh, no. Baby, I'm not. Here I come. She got you. Be the fun. Oh, it's just a fun.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour on Thanksgiving Day 2023, I have Chuck Curry here who has a special conversation with a young fellow named Zach Schoenfeld. He's written a book about Nicolas Cage. Where more appropriate place than right here should we have the conversation with Zach and Chuck?
Okay, this is Chuck Curry from Audio One. On the line, a very special guest, Zach Schoenfeld, who is a freelance writer and journalist. Spent the last 3 years of his life writing a very interesting book that I got a chance to read over the last few nights based on the first 15 years in the career of the fascinating, unique, eccentric, say what you want, there's a lot of different words you could use, of the career of Nicolas Cage, who I'm a big fan of. This book primarily spans the years of 1982 to 1995. Zach's going to tell us all about it. Zach, thank you very much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I just want to start off with this. Your book starts with this first paragraph. Nicolas Cage's first great performance took place on a school bus in the fourth grade. He was Nicky Coppola, a skinny kid from a troubled family. There you have the beginning of a very fascinating book, which is extremely detailed. So what motivated you? I think I have an idea because I read your book, but for the listening audience, what motivated you to take 3 years of your life in such detail to write a book about Nicolas Cage? Tell us.
I think he's the most interesting actor of his generation, and part of what makes him so fascinating to me is that he's given brilliant performances in every genre of movie. He's done, you know, great action movies. He did a great romantic performance in Moonstruck. He has done comedies. He won an Oscar for Leaving Las Vegas, which is this very dark romantic tragedy. He's an incredibly versatile actor. And I think part of what's fascinating about Nicolas Cage is that he lives his daily life as if he's starring in a Nicolas Cage movie. You know, he truly is an eccentric icon, and he commits to performances with an intensity that very few other actors can claim to have. I mean, this is a guy who famously swallowed a live cockroach for the sake of a performance in the movie Vampire's Kiss. This is a guy who, when he was playing a violent gangster in the film The Cotton Club, he insisted on remaining in character for weeks on end, you know, living in the persona of this crazed gangster. I mean, he commits to his performances with an intensity and a zeal that I think is very rare, you know, in the modern era. He's just an enigmatic figure, and I wanted to try to write a book that would separate fact from mythology, because there's so much mythology and rumor and stories that spread about Nicolas Cage, and it seemed like people don't really know what is true and what is made up. And right. I wanted to write a book really investigating, you know, what's the real story here? Like, where did this guy come from? All these stories that he spread about himself, are they real?
Got it. Wrapping up, I write also in your book that in terms of his peers, he seems to be extremely well-respected. He was very well-respected by Sarah Jessica Parker in Honeymoon in Vegas. They went up having a fling. Elizabeth Shue, in Leaving Las Vegas, said that she didn't know what to expect, what kind of baggage he would bring to the set, but she wound up having tremendous, tremendous respect for him. I believe, just in wrapping up, the industry as a whole, what do they think about Nicolas Cage? And then tell us, again, the name of your book and where they can get it.
Well, I think many, many people who Cage has worked with, they have deep respect for him. And mm-hmm. I interviewed a lot of actors and filmmakers and cinematographers for this book, and nearly all of them, they spoke about Cage with fervent admiration and also a level of fascination because, as I mentioned, you know, Cage is so unique among his generation of actors, and I think people are very intrigued and mystified by him. The name of the book is How Coppola Became Cage. It's out now. It's available on Amazon and also in bookstores all over the country. And I hope people will check it out.
I think they will. I highly recommend it. I thought it was a terrific read, very, very insightful. Obviously, you spent a ton of time in research. I respect the work very much. Zach, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Chuck Curry from Audio One. You just listened to my interview with Zach Schoenfeld, his new book, How Coppola Became Cage. You can get the full interview, movie moments, Chuck Curry, Mike Rags, on Apple and Spotify. Sweet potato pie.
The main reason why she left the coast. She's my little.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.